Sure. You see your boy Jaylen Brown?
I didn't see Jaylen.
He shaved the beard off.
Did he?
Yeah, he looks fine, obviously, but it's just different.
So has James Harden put himself in a position where he could never shave?
Don't shave it. Don't shave it.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't.
I don't see.
Well, he can't. Like, he literally can't, right? Because isn't he Beard Club?
He had a deal. I don't know if he still does, but he had some type of endorsement with that, with the beard.
Jaylen looks fine.
Yeah, he don't look crazy. It just looks different, fine. Like, to see him without the beard.
You see, they asked him a question or whatever. He was talking about something. He's like, yeah, when we play teams like the Detroit Pistons or the Charlotte Hornets, we play through Sam Hauser and Payne Pritchard a lot more and all that. Because we know we're still going to win. Yeah, like, we're like, Payne, you're going to go for 30 tonight. Or Sam, you're taking 10 threes tonight.
You can't be saying that. And they tried that last year, and the Hornets got him. What was it? Tatum was like, yeah, nobody's going to be watching when we play.
He said those are like a league pass game or something like that.
Oh, boy. They're the champs, though. They can say whatever they want. Whatever they want.
Sorry, sidetracked. Just needed to take a peek at something. Yeah, there's literally nothing in this article. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so annoying. I came across the Rolling Stone article that said, here's everything to know about J. Cole's upcoming album, The Fall Off. I'm sorry, like, what happened? Did they do something? No, they didn't. It's a synopsis of the fact that he's been teasing it since 2016.
The Fall Off. I did say it was going to come out in 2024. I said that a while, like, in the springtime.
I think you did.
Time's running out, though. I don't know if I'm going to make that. Time is running out. We're already in October, basically. Trey the Truth, though, he said that the album's there and he coming with some heat. Trey the Truth, he said it.
He said that. Yeah. Sage Steele is trending, so she must have said something too. I just took a quick peek and like, yeah, I'm gonna close Twitter. I'm gonna close Twitter and tweet. Keep it going. It's never a good thing when Sage Steele is trending.
Sage.
You think the West is gonna be as competitive as it was last year?
Yeah, for sure. For sure it is. I think it will be. I think it's going to be a little overblown about, oh, the West is just so tough. I just don't even know how anybody's going to make it through. Like, all right.
How anyone's going to make it through. No one's going to survive the West. Just Oklahoma City is making the playoffs. That's nobody
it.
Else.
Like, when people say that, it's like, all right, well, they're going to. The Kings or the Grizzlies or anybody else, somebody's going to emerge as having, you know, 50 plus wins or something like that. But I do think obviously it's the tougher conference and there's a lot of good teams out west. There's no off nights, no pun intended. There's no off nights in the Western Conference.
Mm-hmm.
Portland may be the closest one, but you know, I think Portland still has a lot of talented players on that team. They still got Anthony Simons. Obviously, my guy, Shaedon Sharpe. They got Jeremy Grant. DeAndre Ayton, maybe he, you know, has a bounce back season. So they're still talented guys on a team that everybody believes is the worst team in the Western Conference.
The West is up for grabs this year, I think. Like, I think the Thunder, like, that's the team to beat. But you could talk me into the Kings winning. You could talk me into Denver winning it or whoever. Like, it's honestly anyone's conference, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Denver winning the conference means... Murray had a career year, right?
Yeah, he was healthy and all that.
And Michael Porter also.
Yeah, they kind of.
It's got to be both of them.
I think so. I think, to win the conference, yeah. The one seed, yeah, I think that has to happen.
And Jokic is still there. Jokic is going to be Jokic.
Those other guys, though, the others.
As long as he wants to.
Yeah, the others, and they lost another one of the others.
Okay, quick question. I know. Sorry. It just popped in my head. Okay. Would the media go nuts if Jokic was just like, I need a break. I need like 2 weeks off. And then like an hour later, he's at home with his horses. Would anyone go crazy? Would they go crazy over that?
Like in a bad way?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Just asking.
You don't think so?
If he took a break during the season? I don't. I do not. No, I do not. I don't.
He needs it. He carried them for the last 3 years.
Yeah. No, if he did that... He'd be quitting on his team and all that.
No, he's not quitting. He just needs a break.
Nah. I think, I don't even know. I guess I agree with you guys, but.
They wouldn't.
I don't think they would.
They love Jokic.
I do not think they would. Look at him at home with Sebastian the horse.
We have our fun and all that. That year Steph was hurt. Did Draymond take his ball and go home, or was he hurt?
Yeah, he absolutely quit.
Okay. So did the media kill him that year?
No.
No.
They're scared of him.
They love Draymond.
Then Jokic would be fine.
No, I think they're scared of him. The only one who wasn't was Bonte, and you saw what kind of treatment Bonte got from that jackass on television.
Oh, Bonte, I'm surprised you even want to talk to me. Yeah.
No, you're a jackass, Draymond. But see, that's the difference. But Bonte's too much of a professional. Right. Like, and that's
I wish you would have been doing
that. That's radio Bonte and television Bonte.
Yeah.
Like, radio Bonte's got a partnership with the Warriors. Television Bonte gotta be professional. Gotta stay across the board. I'm not the star of this show. Oh, please. Bro. You're such a jackass. That dude is such a jackass. And shout out to Bonte. Maintaining his professionalism.
As a professional there. Shout out to Bonte. But yeah, I wanted
you to kiss my ass like everybody else did while I was gone, Bonte. Nah, bro, you're an idiot. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, you are a jackass. I don't even know why you find that funny. Like, he's an absolute jackass.
The way he says it is hilarious. But yeah, man, he definitely got a pass from the media for whatever, like you said, scared, or some of them just love him. They're like, oh, man, I love that Draymond, man. They wouldn't have been anywhere without him.
Right, my favorite one is that's Draymond.
My favorite is they couldn't have done it without Draymond Green. You're right. Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, and Klay Thompson couldn't have won anything. You're right.
Two of the greatest shooters of all time and the greatest scorer of all time.
Those scrubs couldn't do anything.
They needed Draymond Green.
Yeah, it took thank God that man went home and cried with Steve Kerr and hid from his kids for 3 days. Now the Warriors
wanted some cereal.
That's it. Daddy, you're in the man cave. Sir, they didn't hear like you flushed the toilet. They didn't hear the TV. They didn't hear the phone ring. They didn't hear anything.
Bro, you never came to the kitchen to get food for 3 days.
Bro, you avoided your family in the same house for multiple days. Bruh, this is the stupidest. Hey, and shout out to his son, because his son is the only one. Dad, you want that? We didn't do that, Dad.
That's real talk.
This kid is the only one to call him out. Like, Dad, you out here lying in front of everybody.
Really? We went outside yesterday, really?
That kid looked at him. Dad, you lying. We didn't do that.
He said, no, we didn't. Draymond said, hey, you know, kids, man. Oh, man, kids.
Boy got outed by his own kid.
Bro, going missing in your own house is pretty crazy.
That's crazy, but coming up with the fake story and the son saying, no, we didn't. That's crazy.
Epic. That boy got spanked in the back. Man.
Oh, man. Oh, man. But, yeah, I think I like what Jesse said. I think the West is going to be really even, which means you got some good teams, but it's going
to
be even.
I love Adam L's idea. Jesse, clip this so D'Lo can show this video to the ladies next time they ask him if he's ready for Warrior season. Oh, I can't believe that happened twice on the same day.
They need to know, man. You might have to move, dog.
Well, unlike you, I can't just pick up and go move and shop for a new house.
I'm not moving. What you talking about?
You were shopping for new houses like 2 weeks ago.
I wasn't shopping. I just went to look at the model homes.
Window shopping.
Right. People do it all the time.
Do you?
No.
Kyle?
Kyle go to model homes.
Do you go window shopping for houses?
Do you go? That's not the right question. No, Kyle, do you go to model homes and see? Oh, model homes. Let me see what the houses look like. Bet you and the wife do it.
No, that's insane.
It's not insane. What's this guy talking
You're
about?
You're literally. I know you want to be a regular person so bad.
Everybody like, does that. We're not going to buy the house. We just want to see what it's looking like.
The more you try to be regular like us, the more you fail.
I'm definitely regular.
Bro, I used to go to Target like with my mom and stuff and go to the video game aisle. Like, wow, it'd be pretty cool to have one of these video games. And like, you're just doing that with houses.
We need to add to our property portfolio, baby. Let's go look at a house.
Wheezy 80 says in the chat, in the Matthew chat, he says, Casey just goes to these open houses for the snacks. It's not for the snacks, but if I'm in the neighborhood and they're like, oh, there's an open house.
You know they're going to be cookies there. Yeah, you know they're going to be cookies there.
All I need is chocolate chip. I don't need anything fancy.
Well, that's what they do because they smell good. They want the house to smell good.
So I'll go see an open house. You won't go see an open house? Open house in your neighborhood?
Now, no. Absolutely not. What am I going to do that for?
You'll see what's going on.
I don't need to do that. I just got a house. I finally got a house. What am I going to look at another one for? What if it's nicer? I feel bad. No, I'm like, man, well, I should have waited.
That's just impossible, to be honest with you. We all know that. So you don't even have to worry about that. But you just go there and see like, oh man, I like what they did here in the kitchen. Like, oh, maybe I can incorporate that. That's what you do.
Only open house me and D'Lo have is when the front door is open. That's it.
Stop it. Jesse, stop feeding into this nonsense.
That's it. My guy Jesse. Back on. He's going to super kick me by 2:15, but as my guy right now. We'll come back. There's probably a few other interesting NBA questions to pose. We can do that.
When we come back, I got to get your thoughts on the state of college sports.
I think everybody knows where that's going. We'll talk about that. It's D'Lo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. We joke about Kenny trying to be like the common people. It's all jokes. Kamara, though, he is not like us.
That's for sure.
Kamara's on an entirely different... Kamara taking time to call us, perhaps from the White House... Who knows? That's where he'd be.
You never know.
He doesn't call as much as he used to because, well, he'd be at the White House.
That's facts. With a $5,000 suit. He'd be in a $5,000 suit just to go get ice cream. He ain't
no, that's the suit. Like, Kamara doesn't dress down.
Nah.
He doesn't dress down. Then he got the jewels to go with it and stuff. Kamara, what's up, man?
Okay. ironically, I'm actually getting over. First of all, Ken, I was gonna call you.
This call is free too, by the way, as you can tell. Like, we're not in the office. This is a free
We're call. Definitely not in the office. Yeah. Yep, we're definitely not
I'm
in the office.
I'm in the office. I'm just calling from my cell phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I meant to call you, Ken, to wish you happy anniversary, but I was getting over food poisoning.
Oh, no.
Did you get food poisoning while dining with the president and vice president?
Actually, I'm going to send you... This is actually going to make good radio. I'm going to send you something. Do not share this. But I'm just sending you a screenshot for something.
It's a dangerous proposition, kid. I'm going to be completely honest with you.
Notice how we did not agree to anything.
All right.
I just text you something.
Well, it's too late now. It's here.
Let's see.
Okay. No, you're right. This is tremendous radio. What did Kamara text?
Come on, man.
All right, man.
Come on, man. All right, what are we doing, man?
Hold on.
Come on, man.
Hold on. Imagine getting food poisoning.
Oh, from that?
Imagine getting a food poisoning from that.
Oh, that's a tough look, buddy.
Yeah.
Damn.
Must have been them lattes there at the end that did you in.
This guy wasn't playing.
The White House did not. The White House brunch was good. That was good. But no, I was in New York for the anniversary, and. It was a nice dinner, but I was not feeling well, man. But I meant to call you, Ken, and show you blessing because my anniversary is on the 24th. I think it's on the 23rd.
Oh, yeah, man. Happy anniversary to you, man.
Yeah. I was in recovery, bro. But
I can't lie. You still sound like it.
I was on death's door.
Well. Look, after that dinner, you had to go back to work. She said, hey, man, I can't take no days off. I got to get back to work.
Hey, Kamara, go rest up, man. You don't sound well.
I'm not doing well. I'm not.
Did you just call to wish Casey happy anniversary? Was that it?
Yeah, no, yeah, I was calling to say shit love, man, because I didn't call you on that day, and I meant to do that.
Oh man, appreciate that, man. You getting ready for the hoop season, man? You That's what's next, man. Hoop season right around the corner.
I'm excited. I'm excited about this year quietly. I'm excited. I'm ready to see this team. Everybody's a lot of doubters. I think Sacramento is going to be better than what a lot of people are expecting. I think DeMar is going to bring an element that a lot of people don't anticipate. He's got the scoring, but I think it's going to bring out a sense of urgency within the team that we didn't have last year. I think it's going to bring out a sense of professionalism that we didn't have last year. Even though Harrison Barnes gave us, professionalism, but it's different. Like, even some of the things he's been saying on the podcast about just bringing guys in, and just I think everybody's going to pull from it, and it's going to give a new energy that, we needed. And I think De'Aaron's going to have a monster season this year. Put everybody back on notice that he's really that guy. He's not a second-class guard. He's a guard. He's the guard in this league. And so I'm just excited about all that, man.
Well, Kamar, I'm going to ask you before we let you go. You coming out to Sacramento, man. Come on, man. Stop playing with us.
So, listen, here's the problem. Can I be honest? And before I cut me off, I just want to be honest. I have to go to Atlanta. Then I have to be in Nashville. Then I have to be in Chicago. Then we're taken into December. Then I have to go back to Atlanta for another meeting. Then I have to go back to D.C. Then in the end of December, we're going to be I'm taking a family to Europe for 2 weeks.
Fam, the season is like 9 months long. Like, there's other months going into 2025.
Listen, this is what I'm trying to tell you. Then in February, go to Jamaica.
Jesus
then
Christ,
March,
dude.
I'm taking the family to Cancun for spring break.
No, we get it. You're rich, Kamara. My God, man. Thank God you got your own plane. How many of those places you ever live? You ain't meet me in Atlanta. You ain't meet me in Jamaica. Or Europe, or Chicago.
Come on, man.
Didn't meet me in Nashville.
See?
You met me out here in the slums of Sacramento. Won't even come back.
Man, what was he doing in Sacramento?
He was living here.
In Sacramento?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Kamara tripping, man.
American River College alums.
He ain't never come back to the West Coast.
Oh, you don't love us like that no more.
Damn.
Brother lives in New York. Just no love for the West Coast. Y'all ain't got no love for the West Coast?
We know where we at.
Yeah, that's Kamara. Damn shame. And you're picking up the bill if he comes and we go. You're picking up the bill.
We're going to Wendy's.
There's some numbers on there I ain't never seen before.
I ain't never got sick of Wendy's either.
I've seen them numbers on a mortgage before, but not on a dinner bill. Man. this seems like the perfect time to get into buy or sell for week three.
Ah,
we got all this money in here with KC and Kamara.
Well, how do I get that? You ain't never seen no dinner bill with that.
Well, there's levels to this. And then there's the Kamara level, there's the KC level, then there's like 10 other levels, then there's the rest of us. Buy or sell here.
Okay.
For those who missed out on this debut last week, you could sell, but you got to look at this in terms of a stock market. I think some people simplify this buy or sell idea when they do it on the radio, and they don't give you they don't give you the state of the stock.
Treating it like a true stock.
You got to understand what we're dealing with here.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about the Minnesota Vikings, we're here right now. They're 3-0. Everybody thinks this is real.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's in on Sam Darnold, but are they all in? Now, if you purchased Minnesota Vikings stock before the season started.
Mm-hmm.
You could sell right now and you're going to make some money. You're going to make a couple of bucks if you sell that stock right now because people want in. And when people want in, the stock price goes higher. So you could sell, you can make a couple of bucks. But if you don't, man, the return on the other end could be high. If you didn't get in yet, would you be willing to buy? This is a much higher price than it was 4 years ago, or 4 weeks ago, excuse me. It's a much higher price for the Minnesota Vikings. If you're getting in now, that means you believe this is real and you think this Minnesota Vikings team is going to the playoffs. And I'm talking about going to the playoffs. Maybe have a week off in the playoffs. I'm going to ask both of you. I'm going to ask the Chatty House. Get on this with the Minnesota Vikings. Are you buying now at a higher price? or are you selling and making a couple of bucks? What are you doing with the Minnesota Vikings?
Go ahead, Jeff.
Why are you looking at me, man?
Go ahead.
I don't know if, like, I think they'll be a playoff team, but, like, they're 3-0 right now. You look at their next couple games, they got, they're in Green Bay.
Jesse got them losing the rest of the
game. So I'm going to be honest.
They're in Green Bay, and then they got that weird London game against the Jets.
This is probably the end of Minnesota, because if they go 4-0, I don't think anyone, you can't get in on this. The price is too high. The new iPhone just dropped. You can't buy Apple. That's what Minnesota might be Tim Cook's right here. Y'all can't get in if they go 4-0. So are you selling your Minnesota Vikings stock?
I'll buy because we're going long.
Getting
term
in
here.
Now, okay.
I think long term they'll be a good team at the end of the year.
So the Vikings are the opposite of the Bengals for Jesse.
He loves the Vikings.
Come on, man. This your money.
I think I will.
Caraway wealth right here.
I think I'll buy because I think they're a good team. No, I take that back. I'm going to sell because I don't think they're going to win the NFC North. I'm going to still they may be a playoff team. They may be a playoff team. But when you talk about, like, trying to cash in at its highest peak, this might be the highest it is.
Who do they have next week? Packers.
They got the Packers.
They're in Green Bay. And then they got the Jets in London.
Yeah, I think.
So when we're buying, like, what are we expecting at the end here? Like,
If you're buying now when they're 3-0, you're paying a higher price than it was 4 weeks ago. That means you're in this for the long term. You're riding this thing out. You believe they're going to the playoffs.
Okay, yeah.
You believe they're competing for this division in the last couple weeks of the season.
And if you sell, I still think they're going to make the playoffs. Like, I believe they can make the playoffs.
You don't think their stock will be any higher than it is right now.
Right. Yeah, I'm.
And it goes do you think it goes downhill? Starting with the Green Bay Packers,
it goes down.
Or it goes down. Yeah, it doesn't have to go downhill. It goes down.
Right now, they're leading the division.
There's a lot of selling going on in the chat right now.
I don't
now.
Think they'll win the division. I wouldn't pick them right now to win the division. I believe in, like, Kyle though. I think they're a legit good team.
I don't think they're Super Bowl contenders though.
Yeah, well,
that's okay. They don't have to be Super Bowl contenders.
Yeah,
but you have to believe that they're out there in the playoffs. You have to believe they're competing with the NFC North for the NFC North in week 16 or 17.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Otherwise, you're not going to make your money back.
Yep. I think this is the time to sell.
Hear me out. Okay. The Dallas Cowboys, listen to me. You bought stock before the season started. Listen to me. If you bought stock before the season started, if you sell it now, you lost money. You're not getting it back. That's what happens if you sell. If you buy now, that return you could lose more money. With the Dallas Cowboys, you could lose more money by the week. If you buy, this might be the lowest price of the year. You might not be able to get in on the Dallas Cowboys at a price lower than right now. And the return though is always going to be a little sketchy. Because there's always going to be that, all right, they're 6-3 now. Yeah, but. Yeah, but. They're 8-4. Yeah, but you'll get a return. The return's probably going to be minimal. You sell the Dallas Cowboys right now, you're losing money. But you buy, you might get a little return if they wind up making the playoffs.
I'm selling.
And I can't promise this is going to be the lowest price of the year for the Dallas Cowboys either.
Yeah,
I cannot promise that.
I'll go first here, Jesse. I'm selling because
you're taking the loss.
Yeah, I'm taking the loss because there's no way I'm buying the stock. I don't care how low it is. I'm not buying the stock. I'm selling it,
Jesse.
Yeah, I'm selling too. Like, this, it's bad. Oh, it's bad.
Took a hit to the portfolio. Yeah. Damn shame.
Damn.
This one, I'm curious
about. This
schedule
coming up is tough too. Like, after the Giants.
Yeah, it's tough.
You got the Lions under the 49ers, the Texans, the Eagles is always going to be tough, in Atlanta, in Pittsburgh.
Price could get lower.
But if
the ideal thing you want to do here is you just hold.
Yeah, that's what I've been. I didn't want to make that as an option.
It's fair. That's what you'd want to do. You'd want to hold. Like, if this was a real stock, you'd want to hold it. But you don't get that option here.
Right.
You either take the hit or you buy.
So I'm taking
the answer is though you hold, because as one of my close advisors says, you only lose money if you sell.
That's right. Yeah. So you're already in a bad way. Might as well wish upon a star and see if this thing can turn around and hold on to it. I don't want to affect.
I didn't forget about UNLV. We got to talk about that.
I didn't want to affect the game, but I can have unlimited stocks.
Sure.
Can you care where you have all the money in the world?
I mean, who am I to tell you?
I didn't know if it was, you know, if you have four, like I got to make a decision.
No, you didn't. No, that I thought that was a good addition last week, but I thought if we laid this out a little bit differently, you wouldn't have to do that.
Okay. Okay. Just asking. Sell.
Yeah, all right. Everybody out on the Cowboys. The Seattle Seahawks.
Mm.
Now, unlike Dallas, if you sell now, you probably made a couple bucks. Mm. You had this stock before the season started. They're 3-0. They look pretty good. They look good.
Yeah.
You make a couple bucks if you sell right now. You probably think they've peaked if you're selling right now. Mm. If you buy, it's costing you a little bit more. And you won't really know what your return will be on this investment for a few weeks, because it's not going to plummet if they lose a game. It probably doesn't drop until they lose a couple. And the way the division looks to be shaking out right now, they could be in the driver's seat for a while. Mm-hmm. Seattle Seahawks 3-0. You selling and making some money, or you going to get in at a little higher price and ride this sort of sketchy-looking NFC West right now. Jesse, you're first.
I'm selling.
You're making your money. Okay.
Yeah, I'm selling right now. There's a good chance they're 4-4 in a few weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, I see that pathway as well. But I'm a buy. Ooh. I'm a buy because...
Oh!
Yeah, I'm a buy.
Okay.
I'm a buy because there is a world, like if the Niners' injuries get worse or anything else like that, CMC never comes back, which is mentally I'm starting to prepare myself that he just once he hopped on that plane and left the country, it's like, all right, well, what he's just gonna be back in week six. Like
I heard right. Matt Barros tell Chris Biederman on the Kyle Matzenless version of the Candlestick Chronicles this morning. I think he told him what the procedure was. I can't remember exactly what it was. But it was something that's obviously not available here. Mm. He, if Matt is correct, the great 49ers reporter who's not allowed to join us, I believe it's something that he went there for a specific reason. Mm-hmm. He didn't go there to, hey, can you look at this? Is there anything you can do? It appears he went there for a very, very specific reason. For a treatment that is done there and not done here.
That's,
yeah.
I'm with you. I don't feel comfortable with that. Not like in the fact of like, oh, he's just going to pop back up and everything's going to be good. Was Kobe good after he went to Germany?
Yeah, he went to Germany well before the Achilles. Yeah,
it was the knee, wasn't
yeah.
it? It was a knee situation.
Yeah, and the Achilles was the ultimate downfall.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went well before that.
I say all that to say, I'd buy Seattle. There's a...
I don't even think it's an invasive. I don't think it's a... cut open. I don't think that's what this is. I think that now, obviously, yeah, I don't know. There's
he's doing something in Germany.
Yeah, he's doing something in Germany. They obviously need to get in there and deal with his Achilles, but
look here. Do what you need to do.
Yeah,
you got to do. You know what I mean? And look, I'm not going to have no moral high ground. I done lost the Super Bowl because somebody did what they had to do. All right? Do what you got to do.
I got one more.
Has he tried deer antler spray yet?
I'll go get it for him.
Call John Cena. John Cena used to recover from injuries in like a week and a half.
Yeah. What was the bicep was crazy.
So 9 months injury.
Was it the tricep? Yeah, the Royal Rumble one?
Or Hargrave out for the season and Cena comes back in 2 months for the Royal Rumble.
Incredible. Hey, that was a moment.
I got one more. Hear me out.
Oh, boy.
Jesse, Cincinnati Bengals. If you sell, man, you lost money. You probably lost more money than you did with the Dallas Cowboys, and your portfolio is taking a kick in the ass. It could get worse, though. It could get much worse for Cincinnati because the conversation around Joe Burrow is shifting a little bit. And once those conversations start to shift, that stock might not recover. But you can buy at a low price. It really boils down to whether you think they can turn this around. You could buy now, but again, this Cincinnati Bengals stock can get worse. You selling and losing money, or are you buying and banking on Joe Burrow and is it Zach Taylor, this crew, turning it around? I don't think I need to even ask you, do I?
I mean, I'd love to be a part of this.
There's money involved now. This isn't just talking and saying they're out. It's over. Would you put your money on this being the worst the Bengals are this year, or would you put your money on would you put your money on this being the worst and they can turn it around, or would you put your money on it could get worse?
I think it could get worse because I don't think it's just football issues with the Bengals.
I think I'm with Jesse.
I don't think it's just football here.
I think a lot of people in the Matthews mattress chatty house are saying you just got to take the L, the hit. You might need to get out of this one.
This thing is crumbling.
This year,
and well, let's see if they can revamp. Maybe it's a true gap year, like Jesse talks about for them. But this ain't the year. It ain't happening.
I think Jesse said it perfectly. Like there's problems. It feels like there's problems with Cincinnati. There's management issues inside the Bengals Corporation.
Oh, the Mr. McMahon running? And,
well, don't do that.
Name is redacted.
There's bad business going on in the Cincinnati Bengals. Again, in the real world, you never sell till you never lose till you sell. Mm. But sometimes you got to get out. And of all of these, even for me more than the Dallas Cowboys, I think you got to get out of this Bengals stock.
Mm.
It might get worse. And if this conversation about Joe Burrow continues to get louder, then you got the Ja'Marr Chase stuff happening. You got the T. Higgins stuff happening. Yeah. Jesse hit the nail on the head. Like there is internal issues with Cincinnati. And it appears none of us. You're out.
I'm out.
None of us. It doesn't appear anyone in the chatty house wants this. Alan Brown says sell and take the L. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, I'm out, man. It hurts me because I like Joe Burrow. I like Ja'Marr Chase and those guys. I like Cincinnati. I like the culture of Cincinnati sports and Cincinnati Bengals, but this just ain't the year. It's one of those years from hell. It happens to good teams every now and then. There's a point. I'm concerned about that for the 49ers, you know, due to injury and just people, like we talked about yesterday, not being 100% focused. It doesn't mean the entire program or the group that you have is over. Sometimes you just have one of those years where it's just, man, nothing's going right. They had one of the great offensive games in recent memory for them yesterday. Yeah. And lost the game.
And Joe Burrow was really good.
Yeah, he played well.
Two days ago, yeah, Joe Burrow was really good.
Yeah, I'd sell.
Is it time to shut their Super Bowl window officially shut?
You got Joe there. We don't know what Joe's going to be. It was looking that way because Joe was looking like, I don't know if he's ever going to come back from this wrist thing. Then he played like he played on Monday, and now you're not closing that chapter yet. So maybe he's still Joe Burrow.
You got Joe, but what else do you have, though?
I think Zach Taylor's a good coach, and you still have Ja'Marr Chase.
He might not be around.
You don't think he's a good coach?
I think he's fine.
You think they're going to get rid of him?
I think that's
I don't think that's fair. It's not his fault that Ja'Marr Chase isn't signed.
I know. That's just the way the NFL goes sometimes. Mm. This will be two straight non-playoff seasons.
Might be time for some new faces.
That's probably how they would preference it. They need to figure out how to have practice without them walking across the freeway in their cleats.
Well, that'd be good.
Ja'Marr, make sure you look both ways before you cross the street.
Let's expand on a previous conversation. If your theory is accurate, who gets a job first, Zach Taylor or Mike McCarthy?
Probably Zach Taylor. That's where I would go first.
Thought about that a little longer than I expected.
Mike McCarthy going to get hired. Mike McCarthy. So I'll put it to you like this. If Jacksonville gets rid of Doug Peterson or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. And Mike McCarthy is there, and he's got a proven track record of winning 10 to 12 games every year.
You're just hiring Doug Peterson again.
He a better coach.
You're hiring the same type.
He a better coach.
All right.
He's won a Super Bowl like Doug Peterson, but he's consistently gotten to, you know, different rounds.
How old
in the
were
playoffs.
You when Mike McCarthy won that Super Bowl?
Oof.
Dead serious.
What year was that?
That was 2009, I think. Oh,
was it 2010?
It was 2010. It was after the Saints, right? I think it was after the Saints.
Was it?
I think the Saints won and then the Packers.
Mm.
I think that's how. So it might have been 10.
Because I think the Steelers beat the Cardinals, then it was probably Colts, Saints, right?
Yeah.
And then Packers, Steelers again, maybe.
Yeah, I think it was Saints,
Mike
Packers.
Mike McCarthy's also 60.
And then and the way that I can remember this is it was Saints, Packers, and then the Niners got good in 2011. So I think I was, I don't even know how old I was. I was in my 20s, I think.
Yeah, I don't know how the timing.
2011.
I don't know how the timing would work, but Zach Taylor probably needs to go back to being a coordinator.
Yeah, I
think
feel
that,
like he,
that's his next
really?
Job first. I think yeah, that's how it'll go down. Like, Mike McCarthy's not going to be a coordinator. If he gets his next job, will be head coach. Zach Taylor, he'll be a coordinator probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't agree with any of this. All right.
Yeah, I think that's how that goes down. McCarthy, he all right, coach, man. He all right. He just... He's not a guy.
It would make no sense for well.
But that's what I'm saying. Like the Jags,
I guess.
Right? Like, because they're no disrespect to us, but for a long time here in Sacramento, we just wanted to be successful. We weren't even thinking like championship. Like, hey, let's end this drought. Let's be a consistent playoff team, and then maybe somebody else could take us to the
next.
Yeah,
well, times change, buddy. I'm ready for a championship.
Jags ain't there, though.
Yeah.
Cleveland.
This is for
Cleveland,
you.
Cleveland might. Go with a Mike McCarthy type.
No, Cleveland's a different that's a different football animal, though.
Mm.
That's a different football. That's like Cleveland. It's Cleveland above everything. Browns above everything in Cleveland.
Mike McCarthy, it is fair to say,
scenario,
like, when he gets there, you're gonna win
the one
regular
I don't,
season games. You're gonna be a 10-12 win team every year. That's what he's
I do
he's
not
shown.
Think Jacksonville is good enough to do that. But
maybe not.
Where you're causing me to think a little bit is the Trevor Lawrence component. Mm. If he's a good offensive guy, then if his shining moment isn't putting Ezekiel Elliott under center, then maybe
putting Antien in under center.
Man, maybe he can get
Mike McCarthy is a good coach. He's just not an elite coach. So when he goes in the playoffs, when he goes against those top flight coaches, they go to work on him. But during the regular season, when you take on, you know, Urban Meyers every now and then and stuff like that, yeah, you can win 10, 12 games.
We'll get to that UNLV story KC was talking about next here with D'Lo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Shout out to our people over at Sky River Casino. We are working on the next broadcast. We're aiming kind of high, though. We're trying to put together something massive for our next broadcast.
You know, we always trying to just push the envelope. You know that. You know that's what we do.
Well, we're pushing the envelope on this one. I kind of put my ass on the line here.
Well, how so?
Well,
seemed like a good idea.
Well, I thought so too.
Seemed very simple too. Like,
that's what
sense.
I thought. But I said if they have any reservations about it, offer them this. So we might have one Sky River broadcast in December.
Mm-hmm.
We might have two.
Okay.
We might have two in like a 6-day span.
Well,
I said, do not push this red button unless you have to. Do not do the Kenny Caraway idea of negotiating and just go give him everything. No, present this idea. If they're resistant at all, offer this in addition to this one, because idea number one, I think, will be one of the biggest events we've ever done.
Mm.
Check that. Idea one, I think, will be the biggest event we've ever done with either station.
It's going to be that. If that goes down, it's going to be fire.
And I'll tell you this.
It's going to be fire.
It's Friday night.
Come on, man.
I'll say this, too.
It'll be some Friday night.
It's Friday night. And y'all know King season is right around the corner. And y'all know what we do on Fridays.
Hey.
I'll give y'all a little hint. There's not one station involved.
Mm.
There's not two stations involved.
Mm.
There's three.
Mm.
We got a plan for an all-day event.
Come on, man.
So stay
and
locked
then,
in.
And then, you know, we come to find out last night, well, we don't run the third station, but we run stations and franchises and everything.
Well,
I just go to YouTube. I was like, oh, this is what we're doing? How long? This had to be posted days ago. No, today. Oh, okay. All right, bet.
That happened last year. I remember that happened last year, too. We need...
Cinderella, this would be a good idea. Let's put this on our YouTube.
We need advisor fees for all of this. We absolutely need advisor
fees. We're here to just make the city better. That's all we're here for. That gets done, however it gets done.
That's it, man. You want to talk about what's going on at UNLV?
Yeah, man, this is crazy.
It's kind of nuts.
This is a trip, man.
But
so,
it's the new world we live in.
So the UNLV football team is cooking right now. They're 3-0. They had like aspirations of like possibly getting into the playoff, 12-team playoff. They're 3-0. They beat Kansas. They had another good win. Oh, man, I'm drawing a blank right now. But it was like a solid win. It's something you could put on your resume. And their starting quarterback announced last night that he was going to redshirt with intent to leave because the NIL money that he was promised, he has not seen any of it yet. So he said, I'm out. I'm gone. And that's where we're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
Matt's
yeah, I couldn't pronounce it either.
I think it's Saluka. I'm not sure. But he said he was promised $100,000 in NIL money. Hasn't received anything from that yet. So at 3-0 and already committing to be at UNLV and be on the team and all this other stuff, he says, I'm gone.
Out.
I'm out of here.
Yep.
And he can do it. That's crazy to me. That's crazy. And Steven in the chat says, that's on the program. Get him his money. Understand, but like, okay, well, what are we really doing here at this point?
They got a running back who's redshirting and transferring out too.
Same reason.
Says expectations for opportunities were unfortunately not met, and I'm expected to continue my football career. Doesn't say money, but
there's this is the reality of college sports now. It's big business. And for the first time, these athletes, particularly at high-level programs in the football program and in the basketball program, can now be employees. Mm. Employees that aren't under contract. You told me you were going to pay me something.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't. Okay, I have an offer to go work here, and they've already shown me that payment.
Mm-hmm.
They've already shown me my salary. I'm out. Mm-hmm. That's the world that has been created. There's a lawsuit going on in Florida. The Napier. Not that one, the other one. It's getting sued for like 13 some odd million. Mm-hmm. from their old quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
This is the game saying the I was promised an NIL deal when I got here for this particular amount of money, and it never came through.
Mm.
This is our new world.
I understand. I do understand everything that comes along with this. I hate it for a number of different reasons.
It's not good.
I mean, if you're not going to get this in writing or get it in before the season, I feel like to a certain degree, once you get in the season, you need to be locked in. If you're an athlete, if that's who you are, if you want to just look at yourself as a businessman and all this other stuff, then you do what you do for business, I guess. But you agreed to go to that school. You signed a letter of intent. You were on the football team. You started. You played 3 games. Now you have a level of commitment if this could be pie in the sky, would you have a level of commitment to these guys that you're supposed to be, you know, going to battle with out there on the field? And you've done a number of different times, and you're just going up and quit?
If they offered you $100,000 and they told you, nah, here's $3,000 for a couple months, about $12,000, I think I saw, you still play? And they told you, come over, we're going to give you $100,000 to play. And they're like, nah, after that, you still play?
No. I'm not.
But so they also didn't say they weren't given $100,000.
Right? They pulled a fast one on, bro, from everything they read. They pulled a fast one on him.
And my thought, though, is because you want to talk about the real world and all this other stuff, and I don't know how legal this is.
Mm-hmm.
That's partly your fault. Get it in writing. Get some type of commitment to this NL. See all this stuff. Don't, like, how high in the sky are you to be like, coach told me he's going to give me $100,000. All right, I'm going to just come to UNLV. No, I need to see a game plan for $100,000.
Hmm.
And then on top of that, I need something in writing where I'm going to get it by this time. Like I said, if you want to be a businessman, let's treat it like a businessman.
You're right. Now. These young men got to be smarter.
I'm going to get it in this, and women. Yeah, I'm going to get it in this amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't get in this amount of time, this is what I'm entitled to, mm-hmm. or whatever the case may be.
That's what I did to Stacey. That's a lie. None of that is true. She's like, you're lucky if you get a paycheck, buddy. Go do your show and get out of my face.
But, yeah, I mean, like I said, we talk about the coaches all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think coaches are out here coaching without a contract. Well, Tron Moore is, but other than him, they can, before they step foot on that campus and start having one practice, they got everything kind of laid out with how it's going to play out. He wouldn't have been able to just leave right now without any type of repercussions. So, hey, man, he has his reasons for it. It doesn't seem like he's. I had a thought. I want to be nice to the kid. I'm not trying to be a jackass.
Say it.
This may be his time to make money.
No, no. There's nothing wrong with that.
He doesn't look like a pro prospect, or
absolutely.
Money is going to happen afterwards. So I understand that. I say that to say I understand that he's trying to get every dime he can right now.
There's as this continues to evolve and the evolution of NIL and where we are with college athletes, it's far from over. We are at the very, like, infant stages of what's happening with NIL in college sports. We're going to see some things pass probably with the House Committee in the next year or two that are going to allocate dollars for NIL through the university. Right now, none of this stuff technically is through universities. Mm-hmm. I found this part of the article, though, and this is where, during this evolution and during this change, guys like this who, I don't know if this young man is I'm going to assume he's not a pro player. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You just said this is his opportunity to make money. This probably means he doesn't have an agent, hasn't worked with a lawyer. Mm-hmm. And I'm reading this line in this ESPN article that says his father told ESPN that they had a verbal agreement, problem one, with UNLV offensive coordinator Brendan Malone, problem two, for what they believed was a, quote, reasonable fair amount, even if it was much lower than what Power Four programs offered. But payments were repeatedly delayed and no effort was made to formalize a contract with their collective for that amount. Those two problems are right there at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Verbal agreement and offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're not talking to the head honcho.
Mm-mm.
The head honcho's not telling you this is what we're doing. And that's maybe it's one of those things you live and you learn. And maybe other young athletes can look at this and learn from it. But, yeah, you talk to the head honcho, the head coach.
Every time.
And you get some verbal agreement. Or not verbal, I'm sorry. You get some written agreements in these situations. Or see a detailed plan. Or even if it's not a written agreement that – we're for sure going to give you this. What's the contingency plan if you're not able to come through with this? What am I walking away with per our contract?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you got to treat it. It's a bad look for the kid. Once again, I understand it. I get it, but it's a bad look for him. Like this is a guy, like if I'm a coach and he's trying to go somewhere else, he's going to get in the transfer portal. If I'm a coach, I don't know, man. Like,
sweetie. No. No, if the coach sees this young man is talented, they're looking at it like, yeah, UNLV screwed this up. We'll correct it.
But what if he get another offer from somebody else? He might leave me the same way. If I give him $100,000 and somebody's like, I'm going to give you $500,000.
No,
he's already shown he'll leave.
It's part of the contract.
Well,
he doesn't have it.
Yeah, that's
right. Like, the contract protects everybody.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have it. It's not a contract to play 4 years for.
Mm-hmm.
It's you will earn, and you laid this out perfectly at the beginning, you will earn $100,000 in total over the next 6 months with payments due on day one, payments due on date number two, payments due on date number three, and so on, in return for you playing for UNLV for the 2024-2025 season.
Mm-hmm.
That's the contract.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
That's wherever this young man lands, that's going to happen with whoever he signs this collective, whoever he signs this deal with to earn money to play.
And if you're not like locked in where this is, you know, for life or nothing like that, but if you decide to leave, the remainder of the money is voided out or whatever the case may be. Like, you don't have to see the remainder of that money. The other aspect of this, because I was reading the same article. Oh, man, if I'm the head coach of UNLV, I've got a decision, and at the very least, a conversation needs to be had with this offensive coordinator.
Oh, God.
You just out here offering this to all these people?
Yeah, yeah.
And just saying, like, this is what we're going to do.
Yep.
And now our season may be over.
Yep.
I'm not advocating for him to lose his job. He's lucky if he still has his job.
Yep.
He's fortunate. Because that is, not only is it just bad for the team, now, I mean, this is a national story for these guys now. And this is the way it's looked at when they go about business.
It makes the program look bad.
Yeah.
It makes the coach look bad.
Mm-hmm.